hans gulvlæne voga. Hopper frem med sig til, viser op, bereder yoga.
Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined the light falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear. 11A21 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
20A54 clear. 1B1, stand by.
12:20, roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
20A54, clear. 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't. Thanks for... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
It was about a year and a half ago, I guess, when we was in the city for a convention where they was going to show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time, and I got me some to eat quick-like and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking, and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle nor banjo nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside, and he says, "Friend, come on in." I says, "I believe I will." Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, "In that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm." Well, friends, I walked inside, and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. They was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering, and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the scampiest little things, and I don't know what all. Then I looked up, and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high heel boots. She was. Now she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over and I says to the fella next to me, I says, "Where have I stumbled upon?" I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out his mouth and he pats me on the back and he says, "Friend, have a lap dance." So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, "That'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30, and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I best be getting on. Now, I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals, who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Jimmy Swatzman, everybody. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jim.
There is a brotherhood. Giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man? There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood. Giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man?
Thank you, Jimmy.
dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Boots, if you want to impress tycoons and roofs, you need boots to fill out a sweater. You need two, but three might be better. And that's one in the back for dancing. Do, 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 do. You gotta be stacked. Hey, you gotta be grouped. Individually packed, for with boobs you can start a romance off, make a man stand right up and take his hat off. I know it doesn't rhyme, ducky, but it does keep me legitimate. To make a fool paw the earth and mutter, even a cow has to show her udders. You gotta have boobs. Some push them up, some stick them out, and some keep them flapping in the breeze. Some tie them down, because if they don't, they would hang down to their knees just to tease. You've gotta have boobies if you want men to offer diamonds and rubies. Why, even a tennis player would knock his balls out over the net for a chick who fills each cup until it falls out. Big, small, or medium, or oversized, they've all got that flavor and it's homogenized. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Now some have enough, and some have too much, and some like me could stand a whole lot more. Some are like watermelons, and some are like grapes, and some are like knobs upon the door. What's your score? You've gotta be filled. Two fried eggs will never grab him like grapefruits will, and they're both breakfast foods. But listen, girls, don't try to fool your lover. Remember, he can go to Goodyear if he wants rubber. Some men are leg men, and some are behind men. But if he's a boobs man, even a blind man will find him. You gotta have boobs. Think it's easy to write songs like this? Lots of research. Just think, if all us girls had boobies with fluoridation, we could take the cavities out of the whole darn nation. A nibble a day keeps the dentist away. Altacockers like big knockers. This goes over great in Israel. You've gotta have boobs, so be kind to your flat-chested friend. Tomorrow she may be bigger than you are. You start out with A cup and wind up with E cup. Silicone's a girl's best. If you want to impress tycoons and roofs, you need boobs to fill out a sweater. You need two, but three might be better. And that's one in the back for dancing. Do, 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 do. You gotta be stacked. Hey, you gotta be grouped individually, fact. For with boobs you can start a romance off, make a man stand right up and take his hat off. I know it doesn't rhyme, ducky, but it does keep me legitimate. To make a bull paw the earth and mutter, even a cow has to show her udders. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Some push 'em up, some stick 'em out, and some keep 'em flapping in the breeze. Some tie them down, because if they don't, they would hang down to their knees just to tease. You've gotta have boobies if you want men to offer diamonds and rubies. Why, even a tennis player would knock his balls out over the net for a chick who fills each cup until it falls out. Big, small, or medium, or oversized, they've all got that flavor and it's homogenized. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Now some have enough, and some have too much, and some like me could stand a whole lot more. Some are like watermelons, and some are like grapes, and some are like knobs upon the door. What's your score? You've gotta be filled. Two fried eggs will never grab him like grapefruits will, and they're both breakfast foods. But listen, girls, don't try to fool your lover. Remember, he can go to Goodyear if he wants rubber. Some men are leg men, and some are behind men. But if he's a boobs man, even a blind man will find him. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. You think it's easy to write songs like this? Lots of research. Just think, if all us girls had boobies with fluoridation, we could take the cavities out of the whole darn nation. A nibble a day keeps the dentist away. Alter cockers like big knockers. This goes over great in Israel. You've gotta have boobs, so be kind to your flat-chested friend. Tomorrow she may be bigger than you are. You start out with A cup and wind up with E cup. Silicone's a girl's best.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Oh, boy, went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dancers, and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong.
Hey, hey, now it's hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, you mixed up Siciliano. Oh, you calabrese, do the mambo like you're crazy. And hey, with a fish of bacalao, and hey, gumba, I love her.
quesadilla, get a happy in the pizza when you're mambo Italiano. Shake a belly, shake a cause of love when you take me in. Shake a cause a lover when you take me by the pizzeria. That's where I'm gonna be. Don't you tell your mama, mama's gonna tell her papa. There's nothing to it, come on baby, let's do it. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, you mixed up to Giuliano. It's so delicious, everybody come to fish out.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
will play in the dark. That's the time you may encounter your host, a rocking ghost. Shh. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kinda weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post? The rocking ghost. He'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most, the rockin' ghost.
You're the most ghost.
To mine, a black hole planting a kiss, an uproarious cry. It was not cruelty, not even insult, but a quirky form of universal love, an impulse of great narcotic joy. I sought my kind and found none. How you rescued me, your peasant hands reaching through time, wrapping my young heart. Your poems, found in a stall by the Greyhound station, I dogged, dreaming of escape. Words I could not comprehend, and yet, deciphered by blood, illuminated adolescence. I wrote with the image of you above my work table, vowing one day to trace your steps, dressed in the watch cap and coat of my present self. This morning, pulling into your town, I walked the streets that you despised, the streets I love, for you having despised them. I will go to this train station in Roche. I will touch the remains of the walls of the farmhouse where you wept a season in hell while your sisters harvested the fields. I will walk the road you raced as a sturdy limb boy, the road you were carried on with one leg, face down on a litter, flanked by misery, who loved no company. I will be there at the train station. I will piss in the urinal you pissed in. A young man cursing existence, and then a dying man. I will squat and rise. I will stand. I will give you my limbs, no longer young, but sturdy all the same. I project from the urinal to Marseille that you gave glory, and they just tossed it away into the river. A discarded wreath where rats sit, using it for a nest. A. Rimbaud, the rat poet laureate. A rat is all I have been, scurrying through the streets of the city of brotherly love. I am here, my brother. I am here where you were. And I feel as if I could find you waiting. Everyone wears a corpse around their wrist, just a bit of twine, but a corpse all the same. A dead thing proclaiming, I have you and you. I will snip all these things and hurl all rings in the urinal you knelt in. Your tears made it overflow. All the sewage covered the station and made you shudder. That was as close as a laugh as you could get to. The image of a shit-covered wagon. You stood clad in white, trembling. This is what I know. I am here for a purpose. The purpose changes. Gifts that are not mine. Children who are not mine. An angel who is not mine. And this, to meet you at the urinal and draw you upright in my arms. I am still sturdy. This memory may enter me, and I will realign the clay of my being. Will be you. Muscle shall be ours. All limbs intact. All brutal mirrors cracked. I am here, and that is something. I am here, my friend, and have always been, as much as for any living thing. A face pressed to mine, a black hole planting a kiss, an uproarious cry. It was not cruelty, not even insult, but a quirky form of universal love, an impulse of great narcotic joy. I sought my kind and found none. How you rescued me, your peasant hands reaching through time, wrapping my young heart. Your poems, found in a stall by the Greyhound station, I dogged, dreaming of escape. Words I could not comprehend, and yet, deciphered by blood, illuminated adolescence. I wrote with the image of you above my work table, vowing one day to trace your steps, dressed in the watch cap and coat of my present self. This morning, pulling into your town, I walked the streets that you despised, the streets I love, for you having despised them. I will go to this train station in Roche. I will touch the remains of the walls of the farmhouse where you wept a season in hell while your sisters harvested the fields. I will walk the road you raced as a sturdy limb boy, the road you were carried on with one leg, face down on a litter, flanked by misery, who loved no company. I will be there at the train station. I will piss in the urinal you pissed in. A young man cursing existence, and then a dying man. I will squat and rise. I will stand. I will give you my limbs, no longer young, but sturdy all the same. I project from the urinal to Marseille that you gave glory, and they just tossed it away into the river. A discarded wreath where rats sit, using it for a nest. A. Rimbaud, the rat poet laureate. A rat is all I have been, scurrying through the streets of the city of brotherly love. I am here, my brother. I am here where you were, and I feel as if I could find you waiting. Everyone wears a corpse around their wrist, just a bit of twine, but a corpse all the same. A dead thing proclaiming, I have you and you. I will snip all these things and hurl all rings in the urinal you knelt in. Your tears made it overflow. All the sewage covered the station and made you shudder. That was as close as a laugh as you could get to. The image of a shit-covered wagon. You stood clad in white, trembling. This is what I know. I am here for a purpose. The purpose changes. Gifts that are not mine. Children who are not mine. An angel who is not mine. And this, to meet you at the urinal and draw you upright in my arms. I am still sturdy. This memory may enter me, and I will realign the clay of my being. Will be you. Muscle shall be ours. All limbs intact. All brutal mirrors cracked. I am here, and that is something. I am here, my friend, and have always been, as much as for any living thing.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Guys are not proud.
and do it with sheep.
They'll eat and do it with sheep. They'll eat and do it with sheep. They'll eat and do it with sheep. They'll eat and do it with sheep.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Live and let live. Live and let live. We say to every human being, black, white, left, right, brother, sister, live and let live. Human brothers and sisters, let's live and let live. The aim of the game is to feel real good. The aim of the game is to feel real good. The aim of the game is to feel real good.
What do you turn on when you turn on? What do you turn on when you turn on? What do you turn on?
Oscillating rhythm of turn on, turn off, expansion, contraction, turn on, turn off, the body breathing to the old basic rhythm, turn on, turn off, open, close, in, out, contract, release, speed up, slow down, get free, get hooked. The cellular trip is through the body. The proportions remain astronomical. The mammalian body, the human body, incomprehensibly galactic. Trillions of cells centering around structured organs, all interconnected, humming with market transactions, weather reports, pollution ratings, stellate arterioles, watery canals jammed with plasma planets, hematological mesnerian clusters, white corpuscle comets, endocrine spaceships commuting, the whole monstrous galaxy leaping through terrestrial networks of living forms, all in communication. An 18-inch layer of slime covering a metal rock planet, and every isolated organism around the 25,000-mile breeding height when you turn up in close connection to the one whole, the biological web, reincarnation center, when you turn densely packed genetic energy, an outward bound from this compressed center, the web of molecules weaving the cellular fabric,
what do you
exchanging, expanding, hooking into the organic network surrounding. The cerebral headquarters, ringed by a sensory dew line, a billion cell stations for receiving and transmitting energies from within and from without the somatic galaxy. The common sense organs, odor, taste, touch, balance, temperature, posture, movement, light waves, night waves, sound words, Each sense organ operates on the same rhythm. On, off, turn on. Open up when you turn those down. Alternating current. While the body galaxy centers on a densely packed DNA strand, every organ constellation within the body zodiac orbits around the brain. What do you turn on? The brain you turn on. Galactic headquarters of the nervous system, filling corporeal space with flashing electric messages. What do you turn out and back, off and turn on. Synaptic conversations. The cunning amino acid architects, snugly protected in miniaturized General Motor plant engineering cell chambers, design more and more complex Fisher bodies. This year's standard equipment, a 13 billion cell brain hooked up to stereophonic audition receivers, bifocal self-modulating auto-tuning retinal video cameras, cell battery-powered kinesthetic magic eye shock adjusters, gustatory liquid analyzers, and lingual pollution detectors, self-regulatory nasal gas traps for analysis and evaluation of aerial chemical content. Energy moves, structure captures, around and around floating somatic constellations, cycling, circling. The major structures have been identified for millennia by astrobiologists, philosopher priests, healers, observers of the fleshly heavens. When you turn on each unit of energy in this cosmic dance, charged with attraction repulsion forces, pulling towards, escaping from, intensely contracted nuclear energy at galactic center explodes, scattering suns hurtling out across a million light years. Each stellar fragment, itself highly charged, spins through web fabric fields of radiant energy.
Out there in Batland. Just speak right into the bat mic here.
Hi.
high out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with three deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on my way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck. Sorry about that, listeners.
And don't touch these fucking bags. I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.